Jess in with you this morning. Now, the Prime Minister is today announcing the details of a post-JobKeeper package. To give us some details, though, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack joins me on the show this morning. Michael, how are you doing?
Well, thanks, Jess.
Now, there has been a lot of talk over the last 6 months as the date for the end of JobKeeper draws closer and closer that a lot of businesses are worried that they won't be able to keep afloat. Tell us how this post-JobKeeper package is going to help allay some of those concerns.
Well, what we're doing today, Jess, is we are extending our aviation support package. And through that, we're extending that domestic aviation network support. We're extending the regional airline network support, but we're also putting in a new thing called a tourism aviation network support. So we've got DANs, we've got RANs, and now we've got TANs. And I know that this is going to make a lot of Australians big fans, because what it means is that they're going to get half their holiday airline ticket paid for by the government. What it means is that we're going to extend air services fee waivers for those airlines. It means that we're going to extend that very successful IFAM, which is, of course, the international freight mechanism. What we're going to do is also waiver and continue that domestic airport security screening cost. But overall, for the average punter, it means that if they want to fly to one of those destinations that we've listed in the initial rollout, including the tropical North Queensland, including the Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Whitsundays, Marimbula, Kangaroo Island, parts of Tasmania, Great Ocean Road, all those sorts of destinations. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be making sure that half of the price of the air ticket will be met. And so they're getting literally a half price fare. And we know, and a lot of people know, that for every dollar spent on airfares, it translates to $10 per destination. So for those tourism destinations which have been so hard hit by border closures, it's going to be a real windfall for them.
And this is helping the airlines too, as well as those tourist destinations. I mean, a lot of us have been a bit worried to buy a domestic ticket, worried there might be a border shut on us for starters, but of course wanting to keep in our own bubble during this pandemic to make sure we're not responsible for spreading something or we unintentionally catch it either.
Indeed, you're right. And with the extension and the rollout of the vaccine, going to more and more people. Of course, we're in phase 1A at the moment, and that means that those frontline medical workers and people who work in aged care and indeed the residents are getting it first, and that's what you'd think would be right and fair and proper, appropriate. But as it extends to the rest of the population, there'll be the pressure will be on premiers not to make those hasty decisions and close borders with these small outbreaks. We need to see these border closures a thing of the past. We need to get travel again happening interstate. And you're so right. I mean, people are a bit worried at the moment about getting in a plane and flying because they might not get back. But I think when we have that vaccine rolling out, when the JobKeeper comes off, I think that'll make premiers think twice about hasty decisions about border closures. And I think we can get back to some sort of, I know we can get back to some sort of pre-COVID normality.
Oh, most definitely. What about those other industries? What about our hospitality industries who have also been suffering so much over the last 18 months? How are they going to benefit from this? Or is there possibly more help on the way with the budget?
Well, as I said, for every dollar spent on airfares, translates to $10 at the destination. So for many of those and all of those hospitality areas within those areas that are in the first rollout of this program, of course, they're going to increase business. And I know, I come from Wagga Wagga. Now, I know, hospitality business, the biggest worry for them is actually getting people to work in the trade, in the industry, to get those baristas, those chefs and all that. That's the biggest concern. I mean, there's 54,000 jobs going begging at the moment in regional Australia. And so we've got to get Australia back to work. We can't keep the JobKeeper arrangements going forever. I mean, that's just not how things can be done. We need to get Australians back to work. And so for those people who are working in hospitality and other areas of endeavour in these particular destinations, I mean, there will be much more business. And certainly it's going to support the 8,000 or so workers who at the moment in the airlines would be a little bit worried because, the JobKeeper arrangements are coming off, the planes aren't back in the air, and we all know that planes in the air means jobs on the ground.
Yeah. And lastly, Michael, of course, with the budget coming up in May, how much debt are we going to be in as a nation?
Well, it's not a matter of how much debt we're in. It's going to be a matter of how we pay it off.
Yeah.
And we're pretty smart people in Australia. We've thankfully, regional Australia has held up during the whole COVID situation, the resources sector, and you know all about that around your area, the agriculture sector and Muswellbrook and surrounds and the Hunter Valley and the Upper Hunter is a proud farming area. So we need to make those industries their best selves. That's what we intend to do. They've been magnificent. I thank Australians again, and particularly those in your listening area for what they've done. I mean, they haven't had too many, if any, COVID cases in some of your communities, and yet they've done all the right things. We now need to build on what we're doing as a nation, particularly regionally. We'll pay that debt off, and it's been necessary. The support that we've put out the door has been necessary. It's kept Australia as the envy of the world when it comes to not only the health outcomes, but also the economic ones. And all Australians can be pretty proud of what they've done.
Definitely. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time, as always.
Thank you, Jess. All the best.